It's the most wonderful time to love yourself completely. Welcome back. I hope you all had a wonderful week. I missed you guys. So I took off the week of Thanksgiving. Of course, I know episode was released. And then last week, last week was kind of a self-care week. It really was, recovering after the holiday. Not only that, but then my son got sick with the flu and things like that. And my whole household kind of got hit. Thankfully, we weren't hit that hard. We were still able to kind of do things, but just feel groggy, some brain fog, no energy, fevers, things like that. So it was kind of took us out of it, but again, we bounced back pretty quick, and I just chose to not release an episode because I didn't really have the mental capability of sitting down and writing an episode. My brain was just, do you ever notice when you're sick, like you can zone out for hours, like you feel like there's nothing going on up there. And I don't know about you, but somebody whose brain is going 24/7, it's kind of nice. Like but at the other time, I'm like, so my brain is capable of shutting off. It chooses not to? I thought, kind of like, so how do I tap into this on a regular basis? Like, can we put a cheat sheet, a shortcut? Is there any kind of like snap twice if you hear me? Can you tell I've watched the new Wednesday series on Netflix a couple of times? I'm just snapping consistently the last couple weeks. Anyways. All right. Well, I hope you're all having a wonderful week. Sorry if I'm still a little congested, but I'm feeling good this week. I'm feeling like, as we're getting closer to the holidays, I tell myself every single year, I'm going to be ready for Christmas when it's time. I'm going to not stress about it. I'm going to do things slowly. And I feel like every year I'm like, I have the system beat. I'm going to take notes on how I did it. I'm going to do this every single year. And then we hit about this point, I would say even later, I would say maybe next week we hit. And I go, oh my gosh, I've forgotten these people. I didn't get this gift. What am I going to do? And then to top it off, I don't know how many of you out there have important December birthdays in your life, but I have two. So not only is my son's a week before Christmas, my husband is 2 days after Christmas. And it's just like, and then my nephew is the day after my son. So then we try to finagle their birthday parties. And it is just a month of not only like a blur, but also like while it's blurring, you need to reach out and grab specific things. And you're like, did I do it right? Like just blind grabbing here. So I tell myself every year I'm going to do it different. And then I get closer and I've forgotten batteries and I forgot to buy the dogs the treats or toys or the cats and their stockings need things. And where did I put the damn elf and, you know, all this stuff. And I think that that's just my lesson in life. For the past 9 years of being a mom, I've never gotten it together on Christmas. It gets done because I'm a mom and that's just how we do things. Whether I'm making a midnight trip to the store on December 24th, praying that Walgreens is open for triple A's that I need in the morning, it always gets done. And I pride myself on that. But on the other hand, I wish us parents could enjoy the holiday more. And I always stress to myself that that's what I want to do every single year. Because it is, it's just so much pressure on everybody and everything. And that's what I want to get into today. But before we do that, I want to send a huge thank you to all of you. I got my Spotify wrap for the year, just kind of wrapping up how it's been. And this one came in, like I said, from Spotify. And you guys are absolutely amazing. I mean, my podcast has been shared in like 15 different countries, and it's majority listened to in five different countries. Top three are US, United Kingdom, India, even Australia. Like, oh my God, you guys, like the list, I wish I could read all of it or it'd take all day, literally. This year, you know, we all know I took off some time to get myself back, but when I did come back, you guys increased my listenership by like 30 to 37%, like insane. And I can't thank you guys enough for not only being with me and continuing to listen and share my episodes and continue to allow this podcast to do what it does and to remain free and keep getting my sponsorships and keep it all up with me. That way I can communicate freely with you guys every single week or whenever we're available, because we know that people with anxiety, like, some weeks we're not going to be able to talk. I find it incredible. I find it incredible that not only do I get to do what I love every single week with you guys and with other social media things I do, I get to help people. I get to toss ideas back and forth with you guys, and we get to see how far we've come and where we started, where we are now. And it's like I picked my group of friends, you know, like it's like I got to handpick them, and we don't hold anything back. I don't have to hide who I am with you guys. I get to just be my blunt self, and I also get paid for it. So, I mean, how is that a lose? That's just not a lose at all. You guys have seriously made my entire life to be able to do this podcast, and if I could go back, like, do you ever think about that stuff? If I could go back to 19-year-old me who was in a relationship that I so desperately loved very much, but it wasn't a healthy one, when I just developed my anxiety and my depression and didn't think that I could ever manage it or come out of it, or to hear that now I have this for the rest of my life and I have to maintain it. If I could go to her right now and be like, you have absolutely no idea where this is going, and you are experiencing this for a reason. You are going through this for a reason. The amount of people you're going to help, the amount of grasp you're going to get into people's lives to give them hope and help people through the most difficult, mentally challenging health times of their life, I wouldn't have listened to myself, honestly. I would have looked like me, talked like me, walked like me, but I would have told me, you're not me. Like, you don't know. I would have thought I was crazy. So to sum it up, again, I go off on my walks with my own voice. To sum it up, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful and I'm happy, and I truly couldn't do any of it without you guys. So thank you for listening and having an interest in anything I say. Because as we all know, we don't know what we're doing, and this is just a journey, but it's a journey you don't have to take alone. And that's what I hope you take from this always. So thank you. Also, I made, this is so random. I made snickerdoodle cookies last night, you guys, and I've had 6 today. So happy holidays. Anybody else, like, I tell myself every year, like, you're gonna do fine this year, you know, we're gonna eat all of the junk, and I always get my life back together come like March or April. But I'm like, I always feel like shit around the holidays because I eat terribly, like, but it's all the good stuff. Oh my gosh, my local store came out with the Christmas cake stuff and the Little Debbie snacks, and I die inside every time. Because not only should I not eat this stuff because it makes me nauseous because I don't do well with sweets, but when I do eat them, I go way too far in eating them. Right before I started this podcast, I had 2 cookies. It's barely 11 o'clock, and that's how I'm starting my day today, so I feel like it's going to be a great time. Are we ready for this episode? I'm sugared up and ready to roll. All right, welcome back to Loving Yourself Completely. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. If you thought lions and tigers and bears were scary, what about those gifts for your family, your spouse, your kid, your mailman, your teacher, your best friend? Oh, but we have those family dinners, probably around 4 of them. Did I send out those Christmas cards? I know I need to pick a picture for Christmas cards, get the addresses and stamps. next week's spirit week at school, I better get all the pajamas. And then it's, you know, the, oh man, he needs that t-shirt for the Grinch day. And we need to take in holiday things. They have a holiday party at a school. I signed up for the cookies. Winter vacations, family pictures, cooking, hosting. But hey, let's be festive and make our house look like a Christmas wonderland. Don't forget the hot cocoa, the warm love, the festive spirit. What about the town lights? Are those up yet? And the Santa parade? Did I mention shopping? Gingerbread houses, advent calendars, move that elf again, matching PJs, matching sweaters. Do we have enough traditions? What do I get? Secret Santa parties, work parties, school parties, end of the grading period, by the way, so be careful. Also, do you have a December birthday? Because I have two of them. Mom, canned food drives? Why are we so stressed? Are you sleeping? Eating? Such a beautiful time of the year. Don't ever sleep again. Does that sound familiar? Did I get it all? I'm sure I left something out. Oh, don't forget the batteries. The batteries and the stocking stuff. And your pets. Do you have pets? Don't forget the pets. Jesus, you guys. This time of year, I feel like, I know we say this all the time as people with anxiety, that you have a billion tabs open in the browser, you know, and there's music coming from somewhere. There's literally memes about it. But this time of year, I feel like it's times 1,000. Like, I will be laying in bed at night. It'll be midnight, 1 a.m. I'll be half asleep and I'll go, oh my gosh, I didn't get my mailman something. Oh my gosh, I've completely forgot to put a stocking up for my cat. Like, the most random things. And I don't know if it's all people or people with, you know, heightened anxiety or people pleasing tendencies, that really just want to make it perfect so our kids can just feel that love and magic. And they do. They really do. Like, all your effort is noticed. But is it worth what we do to ourselves in the process? That's what I kind of always question. You know, is it worth what I do to myself this time of year? Because, I mean, I will fully admit, I am 100% guilty. I just sent out my Christmas cards today. So yesterday I went and picked them up. I got them addressed, stamped, filled out, all the things, put my cute stickers on them, like, and sent out all my Christmas cards. And even like I do the little hot cocoa bundles with the mug and the straw and the marshmallows and the cocoa and blah, blah, blah for like, I'll grab like 3 or 4 of them, but for like a teacher or a bus driver or, you know, the mailman. Again, like I said, it's those small things. And then you got your friends and your friends' kids. And do you buy for all of them or just one of them or just your friend? Or are they going to buy for yours? Or are they going to feel like assholes? Are you going to feel like an asshole? So you always have to have the extra gifts. I always have extra gifts. Last year I was in charge of my family Christmas party and I hosted it here. And I mean, I did way too much. It was like a freaking winter wonderland in here. There were hot cocoa bars and the fire going and we had all the gifts and the Secret Santa and, you know, the special fun drinks and the special fun food. And I pretty much killed myself for this party last year, and I had 2-3 unexpected guests. And thank God that I, you know, had those extra gifts that I pulled out and put under the tree. And it was just, it always goes well. Because I always say it goes well because I overplan. But I am 100% that person, and it drives me crazy. My husband is not. I don't think most husbands are. Most husbands aren't. But I also feel like it comes from them knowing we'll take care of each other or we'll take care of it. Like, moms just have that sense of what everybody needs. And whether it's healthy for them or not, it's what everybody needs. Do you ever feel that feeling, you know, as a parent on Christmas morning, they're opening and you're like, can breathe. You're like, oh my gosh, this is what it feels like to breathe. Because all month you're hyperventilating that you're going to forget something or someone and you're going to hurt their feelings. Like, even today I have 2 Christmas cards left in the pack I bought. And I'm like, only 2 left? Oh my God. Like, what if I did forget someone? I'm going to have to buy a new pack. Or what if I forgot, you know, 4 or 5 people? I'm like going over it in my head. I'm like, I only have 1 stamp left. I need to go get more stamps. What if I forget somebody and they notice and I'll say, yours is in the mail, but is it going to be 3 days late? My husband would smack me right now, not literally, but he would want to if he heard me talking like this. But what they don't know is that's my brain all the time. He hears it out loud randomly when I go on my tangents about why I shop the way I do, why I am the way I am, why I start so early, why I finish so late, and why as much as you plan and you plan and you plan and you plan, it will always take so much time because you have to do it smart. You don't want to, you know, spend too much. You have to be strategic and make sure that you're not going into debt, and make sure that if you are overspending, you got to think smart. You know, how do I pay it back? This is how I am. I'm not speaking for anybody else. I have always been one of those people that never wants to go into debt over holidays. So I plan out certain amounts from each paycheck or certain amounts from, you know, certain deals that are going on. I love to place like 90% of my orders on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I wait and I wait and I wait and I will sit up until midnight and all that stuff goes into a discount and I'm like, bye, like, let's go. And I'm all about just making sure I don't overdo it. But by creating those shortcuts for myself, I overstress myself and I do end up eventually overdoing it because I waited. I waited to do so and to get better deals. And I stayed up too late and I thought too much and I added too much. And it's a lot. Even Secret Santa this year, you know, he's got his Secret Santa. So that's two people for me and him. And then we got my family Secret Santa, another two people. And then we have, you know, the nieces and nephew and cousins Secret Santa. That's another person. And, you know, then you just have all these people around you. And we put pressure on ourselves to do these things, to do gifts. And with everybody that's financially this year has been, I mean, there are no words for the financial burden that has been put on this list last year for everyone. I mean, I don't know one person that is going unaffected. And, you know, living the way you live and you plan for things and you save and you realize how quickly things can escalate if you're not careful, or how much you can overspend if you're not careful. So all of us have been, you know, reevaluating our entire situations to make sure we're going to be okay with these prices increasing. And so many people I know have cut back on so many things, myself included. I mean, I'm not one that likes to overspend at all. I have a budget in mind. I'm not, you know, touching my savings if not needed. And guess what? You know, we're running that fireplace, not the furnace. We're canceling channels because we don't need them. You know, like it's stuff you don't notice because you never paid that close attention prior, you know, prior to these prices. You became accustomed to your life, I should say. You knew what to expect. And this year, none of us could have known what to expect financially. And things come up. God, last week I had to get all four new tires because my tires were completely done for, which we didn't realize because the alignment was off. So the inside of my tires is what was making my car a certain way. Anyways, that's too much information. My brakes needed redone. I had to get an alignment. And then my husband's truck, his brakes went out and he had to get, God, I don't freaking know. I don't even know what he had to get. He had to get something for his truck because he couldn't drive it. And then my septic needed pumped. And then they had to fix something on that because there was a weak pipe. And then, you know, it's like the list goes on. And don't you ever feel like the month of December, it all crashes down on you. So the month of December, everybody's anxiety is heightened. And your depression is going and you go, how do I survive this month without having a full mental breakdown? And the easy answer would be to not put so much pressure on yourself. That's the easy answer. Duh. The hard answer is that's impossible. That's impossible, you guys. So how do we do it? How do you manage to survive the month without becoming so overwhelmed that you can't see straight, you can't function, you can't, none of it? Here's what we have to do. We have to start closing some tabs, you guys. And that's what I always have to remind myself of. It's time to close tabs. I'm going to make a list. First off, prioritizing your your importance of things, almost like your email, put favorites on it and put it in a different file. So what I like to do is I make a list for every day, and 2 days a week, I have no list of anything to do. Other, even if I just want to pick up my house, I just do that. I don't even care. Make your bed, literally do nothing else. With work and kids, shopping, and then you have to be secretive, so you try to get it all done while they're in school. Make the list. Give yourself 5 tasks a day, and they have to be maybe 1 or 2 hard ones and then easy ones. Maybe the 2 hard ones are just go out, do some shopping at the store, or go to the postal service. And then the easier ones is wrap 2 gifts today. Make out my list for tomorrow. That can be a task. online shopping, maybe do stocking stuffers or whatnot. And get my budget together. That's a hard one, so don't do all that in one day. Getting my budget together, I make a whole day for it. I shit you not, I have a whole day dedicated to reevaluating my budget every couple of months. I'm a freak. Some people would call me. I am like down to my last penny. I need to know everything. I have notebooks and calendars and notes and reminders and post-its. And so every couple of months I sit down and I reevaluate my finances and make sure, you know, everything adds up, everything lines up, that we can do this life, you know? And anyways, so make those things. Don't have all of these tabs open in your head at one time and go, I still have to do this. No. You need 2 or 3 things that you're allowed to tell yourself you still need to do that day. You can have, so what I like to do is I like to do a big list. Here's my big list of everything. This is everything that needs to be done in the next 3 weeks. I'm going to divide that. I'm going to get that taken care of. I'm going to mark what tasks are easy for me, what tasks are hard for me. This itself might take you a whole day, and it sounds stressful right now, but when it's done, you're going to have a huge weight lifted off your shoulder. Trust me. You're going to make your huge list. You're going to divide it into all the things that you need to make hard or easy. And then you're going to divide that, the hard and the easy list, into how many days you need to accomplish them, when it needs to be over by. And then you're going to put it in your notes. And you're going to label it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You're not going to look ahead. You're not going to look ahead. Space them far enough to where you have to scroll for the next day. But that day that you're completing these tasks, I want you to mark them off. I want you to see the line being drawn through them as you're going. This plays a huge role in people with anxiety or even depression. Sometimes depression comes from not feeling, you know, it's not just only sadness. Depression can come from not feeling like it's enough, you're doing enough, or you're good enough, or just the fact that you think you're going to fail at something. That can feed into depression. So watching yourself cross these things off, it lightens the load a little bit for your mental health. It goes, okay, I'm accomplishing something. I did something. And maybe there's a day that you feel super great and you're going to go to that next day and you're going to go, I'm going to pull this item from here. And you might pull them. But having it organized is so important for people like us. It's so important to have these items organized. I don't know about you guys, but I am a coffee fanatic. I love coffee, but I'm pretty basic with it. I don't do much creamer or sugar. I try to stay away from dairy, all the things. So I pretty much like my coffee, just black coffee, whether it's ice or warm. Javi Coffee Concentrate has been the best thing I've ever had. 1 teaspoon in a cup of ice or a cup of warm water, and there's your coffee. You don't have any machines, cords, plugs. It's eco-conscious, gluten-free, non-GMO, sugar-free, and dairy-free. 1 teaspoon. For under $25, we'll get you 30 servings. Think of all the money you will be saving. Get additional 20% off by using code Sarah, S-A-R-A, 43934 to get 20% off. Go check out Javi Coffee today. Having this organized list to look at every day is you pretty much telling you we've got this, and we've got it in a way that I don't have to overthink it. Overthinking is 90% of the battle here, you guys. Even like budget-wise, sometimes I'll add things to my Amazon cart, or there was a couple things I did this year from like Walmart or Kohl's, and I'll add things to my cart, and maybe I'll over-add. That way, when I'm ready to place whatever my budget entails that week, when I'm ready to place that order, I'll take everything into my save for later and I'll do that budget. And then I'll move everything back, but just so I can see. And guess what? Making a list as well of the gifts you do get. When you get a gift in the mail, or if something gets shipped to you, or you pick something up, make a list of it. Just write it down. Like, oh, I got my son's robots in today. His remote control robots came in today. Oh, his walkie-talkies came in today. Because if you're like me, we tend to overdo it or overthink it or think we didn't do enough or have enough. And I'm just a huge fan of making lists around the holidays because it really does lessen the burden. It really does. And doing small things a lot. A lot of the times the small things are really the things that add up the most. This year when we decorated for Christmas, which is usually sometimes can stress me out because I like things to look a certain way, I told myself, I'm not going to stress out this year. My son had his friend over and his friend really wanted to decorate with us. So I let them do the entire Christmas tree, you know, like we let most kids do. But I didn't touch it afterwards. I left it. I'm like, that's fine. Like, they're not young. They were able to even get all the way to the top of the tree. Like, it looks fine. Is it the way I would have done it? Absolutely not. Am I going to allow that to be one extra thing? No. And then they went to bed that night and I like fixed little things. But ultimately, I told myself, what is this really about? What is it about? What's this time of year about? And it's just about letting your kids feel a special kind of magic. And I felt the magic watching them do it. Why is it always about our children? We have to find the holiday magic for ourselves. And people go, oh, I'm just so busy. I just don't have the time. And I get it. Did you hear that list I rattled off? Just reading it made my head hurt. And honestly, that's what's going through our minds 24/7 as parents. But we have to tune it. You have to find why it's so loud. And we have to put it in a place. And for me, that place is my list. That place is, here is your designated time to think about this. Other than that, enjoy the family time. Enjoy the Christmas movies. Enjoy baking the cookies. Enjoy doing the matching pajamas if you want to. We usually do matching pajamas and do like pictures together. I don't know if I'm going to do them again this year. I'm like, it's really played out for me. Like, we do it every year. And I'm like, I kind of lost why I was doing it. I was like, what if we're just like comfortable? Like, what if we just do our own thing instead of spending more money on things that really, what am I doing it for? Like, cause I thought I had to do it. We always enjoyed doing it, but I'm like, we just got pictures taken in the fall. Why am I going to do a whole photo thing with matching pajamas? Like, finding the necessities in your life, which I'm not saying pajama photos are, you know, you can't do them. Like, but for me personally, I'm like, we did them the last couple of years. Why do I need to do them again this year? It doesn't need to be that tradition. It doesn't need to be something that I don't need to make it. You know, my traditions are different from some people's traditions. And I like to focus on different things than other people like to focus on. And mainly my focus is being able to enjoy this time of year with my child, other than watching him enjoy it. Because of me. I want to be a part of it. And I think us parents, we all want to be a part of it and we don't know how. And I'm telling you how. So be a part of your kids' Christmas this year. Be a part of it. Have your list. Be overwhelmed certain times of the day. That's okay. Don't do all the things. Even this year, I told myself, we're not going crazy. Like, we have to be careful. You never know what's coming. And even people financially this year, they're like, oh, I can't get as much as I want to get, or I can't get as much as I usually get. I can't get anything at all. There are so many other things that can be done for the magic of Christmas, and so many organizations you can reach out to for help. And if you would like to reach out to me through email, I can help you do that, because I understand that not only are we bombarded with all the things we have to do and all the money we have to spend and all the traditions we have to keep up with in order to not only feel like we're not failing our kids, but to just feel like we're doing well or keeping up with the next person. I just read a saying that said, don't keep up with the Joneses, they're broke. And it's so true. Don't keep up with the people that you know are just, I even say, in a different earning bracket than you. I know people that, you know, make this amount a year and then people that make triple that amount and they're like, I want what you have. That's not realistic. Just be realistic with yourself this year. Be kind about it. Just because you can't do what the next person is doing, why are you looking at what they're doing? Keep your eyes straight on what you're doing. Stop looking over. Stop looking over at everybody. And that's not in an unkind way that I say that. I say that to be kind to yourself. You cannot compare to what other people are doing. Absolutely not, especially this time of year. Especially this time of year. I always love reading those things that say, you know, people are like, oh, if you spent $30 on me, you know, and you only make $15 an hour, that's 2 hours of your life that you worked to buy me this $30 gift. Like, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? That's incredible. So remember that this time of year. Remember that when people are working their butts off this year, some people are working double than what they usually work just to keep up right now. They thought of you in a $25 gift. Pay attention to the people who pay attention to you. Don't pay attention to the people that just want the attention. You know what I mean? I notice that a lot with my podcast or some brands I work with. I can post a million times a day and, you know, people will see it. But I post one thing about a brand and they're like, oh my God. I'm like, you think I'm posting this, you know, for attention? No, I'm posting this for myself. This is me. This is what I enjoy doing. You don't have to enjoy it, but it's the people who put you down or the people who don't acknowledge you just for doing what you do in life. If anybody, you know, even my girlfriends that they'll do posts or whatever, or a picture of themselves. And I'm like, oh my God, gorgeous, beautiful, blah, blah, blah. I'll do a picture of myself. Oh my gosh, gorgeous, beautiful, blah, blah, blah. I'll do a picture with a brand I'm working with. Nothing. And I'm like, what is it? I wish I knew what it was that keeps people upset when you are just trying to live your life and do your best. I'm not asking you to buy things from me. Like, that's fine. This is what I enjoy doing. This is what I'm doing right now. And the people who don't support you, their silence is the loudest. You have to remember that I have so many people who support me and share my posts and my Instagram stories people share. I mean, I'm like, oh my God, like I want to cry because thank you so much, you know, because that is what I'm doing. But the people who try to put you down, make you feel bad about yourself, and then they try to turn around and do exactly what you're doing, those are the people you don't want to look at. Okay, the people that you look at and you go, oh, I would love to do that, but yet they like pay no mind to what you're doing. Let's stop comparing ourselves to them. Let's all do ourselves a favor. I don't remember the last time I compared myself to somebody because honestly, I'm not looking. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. And when I see a picture of you, I go, oh my gosh, amazing, beautiful, perfect, scroll on. Never do I look and I go, oh, who do they think they are? Oh, that's so stupid. Oh my gosh, she or he is ridiculous for posting that. No. What does that have to do with me? That has nothing to do with me. And the people who do that are the unhappiest. So what do we need to work on in ourselves? That's what I always think. If I ever have a thought, maybe that's not kind about somebody, I go, oh, wow. Catch it, Sarah. What do you need to work on with yourself this week? What do we need to work on? Because that didn't feel good. It never feels good to be unkind about others, especially when they've done nothing to you. So focus on yourself, okay? Don't look at people who really, they want to be looked at and they're not looking at you either.
There will be a new link on our Instagram page of who I've partnered up with lately that will give you an easy click to get to what you hear me talking about all the time. So go ahead, head over to the new Instagram page. There will be a link in the bio that will lead you to Amazon Finds, Pink Lily Boutique, who I just recently partnered up with. They have the cutest holiday sweaters on sale. If you're looking for a gift for your wife, you will not go wrong with Pink Lily Boutique. Again, the new link will be on my Instagram for Loving Yourself Completely. Remembering that you do have anxiety and depression through the holidays is not only a step ahead. Some people can find it to be sad, but I try to find the positivity in things and just go, I know what it is. I know why I'm feeling this way. I can address it. I can pinpoint it. I can call it by its name. I can hang out with it. Hey, neighbor. Like, I can do all the things because I know what you are. It sucks because one day with anxiety and depression can feel like months. And you think, I'll never see my way out of this. It'll never get back to normal. And that overbearing feeling of dread hits you like a ton of bricks instantly, and you feel you will never recover, but you will. And you do. And you smile. And you enjoy. And then the next year comes and it happens again. And it gets worse and worse because seasonal and anxiety, or in holiday depression and anxiety are always lurking. I always joke like the, you know, switching from regular anxiety to seasonal anxiety and depression, or holiday anxiety and depression. Let's make it festive. Like, let's have a festive panic attack this year. But no, seriously, being aware. And I say to do this now, not when it's happening. I say to have a good day, to find a good day, to pick a good day, to meditate, to do your stretches or your yoga or your breathing techniques and your relaxing techniques. And you go, okay, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to start closing these tabs slowly because I'm going to put it in front of my face on my list or in my phone or whatnot. And I'm going to be able to prioritize this. That way it's not so overwhelming. When you feel like you have to remember things, that can be anxiety ridden all in itself. And if you forget something, the sadness and the anger and the frustration you get with yourself, it feeds these negative feelings. So putting it on paper, number one. But just really, you guys, this whole episode is just about, like, make sure you're doing what you can do. That's it. What can you do? Not what the Pinterest mom did. Not what the TikTok dad did. Not what the family did on Instagram, on their, you know, family picture, and they went to the mountains just to get the perfect shot. And this mom made, you know, a 10-course meal for her kids on Christmas morning. And Kim Kardashian, the entire month of December, has their kids' alarm clocks as somebody is hired for help for, what was it? To play the piano in the morning. Oh my God, I don't even want to say her name on this episode or on this podcast. I'm sorry for that. But seriously, like, the things I see and read, and I go, no wonder. Like, I know what it is, and I still find myself struggling with it. So I can't imagine people who don't understand it all the way. Be kind to yourself. Take care of yourself. Okay? Just know that this time of year is the hardest, and it will pass. And you don't have to have it be this hard. Organize it, clean it, separate it, prioritize it. You can't just sulk in it, okay? And I know a lot of people around this time, you know, missing loved ones and things like that. Talk about them, write about them, go through pictures of them, watch. Oh my gosh, speaking of pictures, so my husband's father who passed away, we have been going through some things of his and kind of organizing a bit more. And we found the old school, like, VCR from the big camcorder
you know, the little tapes that you put in the VCR tapes and put it in the VCR. And I had to relearn how to use a VCR and how to hook it up. And my son understanding that the tape has to rewind, not even understanding that, that was hilarious all in itself. But, you know, my father-in-law did pass away, and we've been watching the home videos and seeing my husband, you know, and his dad hang out, or my husband and all his friends that were hanging out. And like, it made me happy. It made me happy. It made me sad. You know, I felt both emotions, but it felt good to almost incorporate like them into this time of year. I'm like, this is a perfect time of year to go through these. And you get that twinge a little bit that you miss them, and that you want them here to see what you're doing and talk to them and things like that. But you also, it feels good that you're remembering them, and this time of year, just acknowledging it. So many people think like people don't want to acknowledge their lost loved ones. Acknowledge them, please. Like, let me know that you're still thinking of them. Let me know what they used to do around this time of year. Smile when you talk about them. And it can be therapeutic to express your thoughts of your loved ones that you miss. And just know that you are not alone in that. Sadness comes in so many different forms around the holidays. But just know that it passes. It does pass. It does get easier. There are still moments of pain, but they get less as time goes. It's still there. You work your life around it. It never truly goes away. It never truly gets easier, to be honest. It just, you work your life around it, I should say. And in the beginning, when you first lose someone, especially around the holidays, you feel like, how could I ever feel normal? How could I ever celebrate without these people? You know, even my grandpa, who was like my dad, he passed away on Christmas. And coming up to Christmas, I just go, oh, how do I turn it into, how do I honor this? How do I honor these people? How do I make them feel a part of this special day and this time? Have the empty seat at the kitchen table, have an ornament in their name, do a stocking for them. Just do what you need to do to survive, especially missing a loved one this time of year. There's no wrong way to grieve over this. When it comes to the holidays, there is no harder time for mental health. Be kind to yourself. Reach out to me at lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. I am available 24/7. I love talking to you guys, exchanging numbers and texting with you guys. I have no words. I have no words for it. It can help. You're not alone. Like, I don't know how many times I could say that. I don't know how cliche it sounds. I know that you can read it everywhere. And that's like the number one slogan for mental health. But it truly is. Not being alone doesn't necessarily mean like, oh yeah, I know people are going through it, but I'm going through it too. It doesn't mean necessarily that. It means you don't have to deal alone. Text somebody, call somebody, FaceTime somebody, take your mind off that moment for a minute and understand that those strong feelings you feel when you're alone don't always cross over to when you have the company. Don't be alone all the time with it. Reach out to people. You don't even have to talk about your feelings if you don't want to. Talk about anything. Talk about your favorite show. Talk about something you've seen on TV. Talk about a funny video you watched. Switching that mindset for even a couple moments can get you to see things differently. And as hard as that is, and I know how hard that is, from going to, I don't want to be here anymore, to, how was your day today? Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'm watching the new Wednesday series, blah, 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 blah. And then your mind, you're wanting to scream. But in that moment, you are switching subjects. And that shows your mind they're over this. They don't want to do this. They want to find something different. They want to change the beat, the rhythm, the statistic, the, you know, program, the repetition, the ski slope, whatever you want to call it, it can change. You have to shift over the entire mindset. Okay, do that, be that, share that, and also share that you're not alone to others. Be there for anybody that you feel needs help or is reaching out. Just be a kind ear to let them shift that over sometimes, okay? Reach out to the people that you think are maybe needed a little extra this time of year, especially. Well, you guys, coming to an end. Go follow our Instagram page. I'm going to put the link on there by the end of today. And I love you guys. Continue loving yourself completely. And just know that this holiday season and every holiday season, I don't know if it's supposed to feel like this, but it's normal when it does. As bad as that sounds. Prioritize. Lists. Make the list today. Prioritize what's easy, what's hard, what's Monday through Sunday. All of it. Get your list together and tell me you don't feel 10 times lighter when you do it. Get your budget together, put it on paper in front of your face. And if you can't do any of it, even if you can't buy a simple gift this year due to financial reasons, reach out to people, reach out to places, email me. There are so many organizations and people who want to help and be there, and you are doing your best, and reaching out is nothing to be shameful about. Everybody wants to make this time of year special. And when you can't, it can really put a burden on you that you don't deserve and isn't necessary. Don't do that to yourself, okay? Continue loving yourself completely. Go leave a rating and review. Thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to be a part of your lives and your holiday and your car speakers. Have a wonderful week. Bye.